Welcome back, everyone, to Kill Me and Friends. Dr. Larry Sabato joins us right now, director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics. He's probably one of the busiest men in America. His Sabato's crystal ball is legendary. He tells everybody what's going to happen before it happens. And you could follow him at Larry Sabato. And Dr. Sabato, thanks so much for joining us.
I'm glad to be with you, Brian, and want everybody to know about your terrific new book.
You were the first person I talked to, and I said, do you believe that this is a topic, as we talk about Tripoli and our battles against the four states, the Barbary powers? I said, what do you think about this topic? And you said, go ahead and do it. If you did not, I would not have moved forward. And then you were kind enough to hook me up all around this area of your expertise, so I appreciate it.
Well, look, Brian, I knew you would do a good job. I read George Washington's Secret Six, which was superb. And if anything, this book, Thomas Jefferson and the Tripoli Pirates, is even better. It's a good read. It's an easy read. At the same time, you and your co-author went below the surface. You really did get to the heart of the matter of yet another major contribution that Thomas Jefferson made to his new country. And it's been forgotten. So many people forget about that war that Jefferson waged against the Tripoli Pirates and the Barbary States early in his presidency, but it helped the new nation to establish a reputation as one that you simply didn't trifle with. That was Jefferson's aim, and he succeeded, as he did in almost everything else.
What is your opinion, Dr. Sabato, as somebody who's been studying Jefferson your entire professional life, why he didn't talk about it more in his papers?
Well, you know, Jefferson had been Secretary of State. He was ambassador to France. He had been plenipotentiary to Europe. I think he thought of himself more as a diplomat than a war maker. But he showed that even though he had been steeped in diplomacy and he understood diplomatic history well, he was inclined to use force when necessary. And that was an important precedent to set.
I think it also is interesting. It's nestled in between. You got the French, that quasi-war we had with the French. You have the War of 1812 that's looming, and that we're just coming out of the Revolutionary War. It's easy to forget it. In the big picture, do you think after 9/11, like so many people, we started paying new attention to it? And do you agree with people, I guess like me, who believe that there's a lot of parallels and that maybe Obama, Bush, and the next president can look at the interchange and the letters between Adams, Washington, Franklin, and of course, Jefferson, and maybe get some insight?
Well, of course, it has not received the attention that it deserves. And part of the reason, Brian, is because, frankly, so much of what Jefferson did was historic, both before he assumed the presidency and then afterwards. The Louisiana Purchase tends to be the central feature that people focus on about Jefferson's presidency. But, you know, one of the great things about writers like you is that by going deeper on some of the episodes that people know little about or have never known anything about, the citizenry is focused again on episodes that have lessons for today's America. And I think that's why Thomas Jefferson and the Tripoli Pirates will do very, very well. You'll get another New York Times bestseller out of this.
You know,
that's what I predict.
Is that your prediction?
The crystal ball says. It will be a New York Times bestseller.
Well, thank you. Hopefully you're right again. Although you did have Sarah Palin as the next president, and I thought that was a little you were really pushing the envelope there. You did not. That's not true. I want to talk about what the new polls say, too. But lastly on this, when you look at our relationship with the Islamic states, why in your estimation, do you think the European powers were so willing to pay just to not be boarded and to be victims of their military action when they had the military power to get their way?
Well, they had higher priorities, and unfortunately, it was the easy way out for them. I think, obviously, the powers less friendly to the United States early on were delighted that we were the main targets. And that often happens. You know, if an enemy of yours is focused on another enemy of yours, you're really not terribly upset about it. You're happy to be out of the line of fire.
You know, Dr. Sabato, a big picture question now. as I did Thomas Jefferson, the Tripoli Pirates, and here George Washington. It's easy. If I go to the University of Virginia and I talk about Jefferson, what's the big deal? That's not a news story. If I go to Ohio, Florida, Texas, and I have everyday people who aren't news junkies who are passionate about our history, I think there's untapped potential there. But yet our school system seems to be pushing everyone into science and math, leaving social studies in the dustbin. Why is that?
Well, unfortunately, in recent decades, we've seen a de-emphasis on both history and civics. And honestly, that is why I formed my Center for Politics in 1998, and we've been running it now for 17 years. And what we do is we put free resources in every classroom in America via the computer, lesson plans on history and every aspect of politics and government, so that teachers and school systems can use these materials with no cost to make it easier for them to present what every young person in America needs to know about our history. And the other reason I have to say is because Thomas Jefferson has been in eclipse. We all know why. Everyone regrets that he was a slave owner, but almost everybody in his social class at the time was. And I ask for him what I think all of us would ask for ourselves, and that is a fair evaluation of our virtues and our vices. And my goodness, when you look at Thomas Jefferson, from the Declaration of Independence to the Statute of Virginia for Religious Freedom to the Lewis and Clark Expedition to the founding of the University of Virginia and 100 things I haven't mentioned right now, surely Thomas Jefferson's advantages outweigh his disadvantages, his virtues greatly outweigh his vices.
Obviously, no one supports slavery. We never did. But to marginalize Jefferson because of that does not give American history justice. Dr. Sabato, again, thanks so much for helping me through this process. Turn me on to everybody in your business and help me pull off this book. I appreciate it.
Well, congratulations, and it is going to be a bestseller. I predict it flatly.
I'm just glad it's done. Thank you. Thomas Jefferson, the Tripoli Pirates, back with you in just a moment.